Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Coffee Lunch Coffee by Alana Muller. Sophie, I have to ask, do you get that cold sweat when someone says the word networking?
Oh, absolutely. There's this image of standing in a room full of strangers, trying to sell yourself. But Muller's whole point is that it doesn't have to be like that at all.
Right. The title itself is kind of genius. It's not networking for success or something. It's just coffee, lunch, coffee again, like a rhythm of real connection.
Exactly. And she's really clear about what networking isn't. It's not transactional. It's not about collecting business cards or calculating what someone can do for you.
Yeah, and that's such a relief. I think a lot of us approach it with this hidden agenda, and people can smell that from a mile away.
Totally. So her reframe is simple. Instead of asking, what can this person do for me? Ask, how can I be helpful to them? That shift alone changes everything.
It takes the pressure off. You're not performing. You're just being a decent human who's genuinely curious about someone else.
And she says networking is a marathon, not a sprint. Or even better, it's like tending a garden. Some seeds sprout fast, some take years, and some never grow. You just keep showing up.
I love that. It removes that desperate energy. You're not trying to close a deal over a latte. You're just planting seeds.
Right.
And she gives really practical advice on how to structure those coffee meetings. But it's never a rigid formula. She says, be yourself. Don't recite an elevator pitch.
Yeah, because the most memorable conversations are the ones where both people feel seen and heard. You have to be present, phone away, really listening.
And she acknowledges that for introverts or anyone who's shy, this can feel terrifying. But she has compassionate strategies. Start small, build confidence.
Honestly, the worst that can happen is a polite decline, right? And most people are actually flattered to be asked for a conversation.
Exactly. And then there's the follow-up. That's where most people drop the ball. She suggests gentle, specific touch points. Not mass emails, but something that references your last conversation.
Yeah, like sending an article you thought they'd like, or congratulating them on a milestone. It's about being thoughtful.
And she also says be generous with introductions. Connect people in your network who might benefit from each other. That creates a ripple effect.
The book is full of stories, too, like the executive who built a business through lunch meetings, or the young professional who landed her dream job because she stayed in touch with a former colleague.
And those aren't presented as lucky breaks. They're the natural result of consistent, intentional relationship building.
One thing I found counterintuitive is she says don't limit yourself to people who can directly help your career. Connect with people from all walks of life.
Yes. A conversation with a teacher or an artist can spark ideas you'd never get from someone in your own field. It's about intellectual curiosity.
And she says networking should be fun. If you're dreading it, you're doing something wrong. It should leave you energized, not drained.
That's a radical idea, isn't it? That networking can actually be enjoyable. But it makes sense. When you're genuinely curious, it's just a good conversation.
So what's your single takeaway from this book?
For me, it's that networking is really just about being a good person who cares about other people. The career stuff follows naturally.
Yeah, I think mine is that trust is built one conversation at a time. You can't rush it, but if you keep showing up, it compounds.
And if you want to dig into more books like this, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. They have over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
Anyway, Coffee Lunch Coffee is a reminder that the most important currency in business is trust, and you build it one genuine conversation at a time. We'll see you in the next one.